following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Let's go.
We need to begin to prematurely evacuate.
Are you high?
What? No, I'm not high.
You are high as a fucking kite.
Gonna get me some weed, gonna blaze it right. Gonna get high as a fucking kite. We've always known Mary Jane is tight. Why wait until later to get your mind right? Everything's clear when you blaze up that J. Gonna bake it up, gonna be high all day. Puffin' Mary Jane helps my appetite. I'm gonna get high as a fucking kite. I got this blunt, do you got a light? The thought of blazing up gets me so excited. I'm gonna choke it up right. Get high as a fucking kite. Get high as a fucking kite. Get high as a fucking kite. A morning wake and bake got me feeling aight. A big fat joint is always out of sight. I got a nice bowl and a big bong too. I think I might get high as a fucking kite. I'm gonna take it up right. Get high as a fucking kite. Get high as a fucking kite. Yeah, I'm gonna get high as a fucking kite. Your poll numbers are slipping and everyone thinks you're a joke. What do you do? Bomb Iraq. Let's bomb Iraq, yeah, yeah. Obama's popularity is headed down the toilet. Looking for a distraction. Desperately need a distraction. I got me a plane and it's got some bombs. And they're in the air right now to bomb Iraq. We invaded their country and killed a bunch of people. Now it's time for war, the sequel. We bomb Iraq when we want to kill brown people. Bomb Iraq, baby.
Oh, bomb Iraq, baby.
Bomb Iraq, baby. Bomb Iraq. Bomb Iraq, baby. Bomb Iraq. Get back in your house. You dumb fools, we'll kill you anyway when we bomb Iraq. We fucked your country once, ha ha. Now we're back on the motherfucking attack. Blood on the mattress, blood on the highway, blood on the front porch, blood on the highway. We bomb Iraq when we want to kill brown people. Bomb Iraq, baby.
Bomb Iraq, baby.
Bomb Iraq, don't fuck with us, Jack. Bomb Iraq, we'll destroy all your crap.
CannabisRadio.com presents The Stoner Jesus Show.
I've created very few things outright in my life. That's one of them. That's my shit. I'm not going to have it run into the ground by a bunch of whiny fucking dickweeds.
Oh, yeah, boy. What's up, everybody?
Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, April 7th, 2017. We are live. What do you fucking think about that, yo? Huh? Some dope shit? That's right. Hey. Hey, you hear that? Yeah, we're bringing freedom. We're bringing freedom, bitch. You smell that, Syria? That's freedom. I know it smells like charred bodies, but trust me, it's freedom. As you know, we're bombing the shit out of Syria, or we were, and we continue to do more. We'll get to that in a moment. A lot of shit going on. A lot of people in the chat area early this morning. Hell yeah. Joe Destruction. Molly in the house. Lando, a.k.a. Dark underscore Dank underscore Lucha on the Twitter. All chilling with us. Let me know in the chat room how it sounds. I've had to fuck with microphone levels and all kinds of shit. I don't know. It's been rough. We'll get into all that. Uh-oh. Oh, shit. More freedom. No, don't be alarmed. No, hold, no. Don't be alarmed. Don't run screaming. No, it's freedom. It's freedom. Ask Iraq. We bring them freedom. By the way, for those of you who heard the parody songs in the beginning, the Bomb Iraq song, look, I don't have a Bomb Syria parody song. I'm sorry. Joe Destruction says it sounds good. It's cracking a little bit in my ear, but that's, you know, don't matter how it sounds to me. As a matter of fact, I can turn that off. I don't have to hear myself, my fucking ear. In fact, it's annoying. Can't hear this. Oh, that one's over. Hold on. How about this? Oh, yeah. It's just about to get real, bitch. Up in this piece. All right, that's enough of that. A lot of shit going on. In the show, with the show. It's been like 3 weeks since I did a fucking podcast. We're having all kinds of technical issues with the website. I'm working on all of it, people. I'm working on all of it. There's still a lot of shit going on. I'm on Twitter at StonerJesus420. Of course, you know that. Tweet me a link to the show whenever, however, wherever you're listening. You will get a retweet. StonerJesus.net is the website for the show. As I said, we'll get to that and the problems with that and what I'm doing about it and changes that are going to be made. Heads will roll, etc., etc. We got a voicemail from St. Peter. You know, he's got shit going on, apparently. That's not here. We'll talk about Syria, of course. We also have weed news. We have a hate group softball league update. We have, what the fuck else we got? We have profiles in death on Don Rickles. That's right, just died yesterday. Already on that shit. So you have no idea. You have no idea. I'm always on my shit. That's what people say about me. They say, Stoner Jesus? Yeah. He's always on his shit. What else we got going on? Oh, that's about it for the 2 hours. We're here 2 hours. Man, I'm wound up this morning. I don't know why. I'm usually just dragging ass, man. I think it's the fucking, all the caffeine I've been pumping in my body. That's right. Yeah. If you want to email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. You can interact with us that way, as I said, on Twitter. If you're on Facebook, search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Join our group for the show. That's Disciples of Stoner Jesus. Search it on Facebook. Join our group for the show. It's where the hardcore fans reside. They chill with other hardcore fans of the show, etc., and so forth. So go join them. Damn. I feel like I'm begging. I shouldn't have to beg, goddammit. Stoner Jesus. In any case, we're live on CannabisRadio.com as we are every Friday. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be doing this time slot. I'm thinking instead of Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, I'm thinking High Noon with Stoner Jesus. Sounds much better. So instead of starting the show Fridays at 10, we would start Friday at noon. It doesn't matter anyway. I'm doing it for the podcast. Most people who listen to the show listen on podcast. Those of you who listen live and interact with the show, you're fucking awesome. You know, you keep a lot of shit going on with the show and keep me pumped up. Maybe that's why I'm pumped up. There's so many fucking people in the chat room. I'm wound up. But also, if you're on Facebook, find our page on Facebook, facebook.com/stonerjesus420. Sunday nights, the video show. Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern time. I don't know if we're going to do one this Sunday night, but we'll see. We'll see. But probably not. But I am here doing a podcast. Now, I haven't been doing podcasts a lot lately. And there's a reason for that. The website, stonerjesus.net, if you notice, the last podcast on there is March 3rd. I can't update the motherfucker. I can't put up the podcast of this show, the MP3s. I can't put up or upload the MP3s of the video show on Facebook either. There's a fatal error. There's all kinds of shit going on. I've tried to fix it. I've checked with WordPress and their forums. I've asked everybody I know that knows any fucking thing about web WordPress sites. I've posted on my personal Facebook, on my Facebook page. I've retweeted it and posted it on Twitter. Anyone who knows about that kind of shit to contact me. Zero people have contacted me. The people I've contacted, zero of them knew how to fix the problem. And Canalink, who built the current stonerjesus.net, they're MIA. Now, I've tried email, phone, there's nothing. Their website's still up, but there's no response from Canalink. So finally, a couple days ago, I decided, you know what, fuck it. Fuck it. I got to do something because I can't handle it. I got between the five video shows and now this will be the second podcast. So that'd be four MP. I got nine MP3s after this show's over that I need to fucking upload to update my site. There's nine MP3s missing, which pisses me off. To be fair to Canalink, I never paid them a dime though. All I gave them was promotion. So I figured, you know what? I'm going to have to do something. Those of you who know the history of the show, before we did a website upgrade, I think the first big one to the mobile shit was like 2013, I believe, maybe 2014, I don't know. Before that, the show was on Podbean, podbean.com. Now, Podbean is a website platform that deals specifically with MP3s and podcasts and audio. That's what the first 2 years of the show on stonerjesus.net, it just redirected to my Podbean site. So I'm going back to that. I'm going back to Podbean. If you remember Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook, I'll post a link in there so you can watch it as I build it. I got to add, pages and links. And I have to do what's going to be the most time-consuming thing is putting old shows on there. Now, the current stonerjesus.net goes back to 2014, I believe, with shows. I'm not going back that far. I'm not going to spend the next fucking month of my life uploading 300 or 400 shows onto this new website. I'm going to go back some, probably maybe around Christmas, December, somewhere in there, because we've missed a lot of weeks, so I can go back a little bit. It'll be late 2016 at the most. I have to upload those all the way through the current shows, which includes all the video show MP3s, the St. Patrick's Day special, which was live from the Cock and Balls pub, which you can hear it on cannabisradio.com and iHeart and all that, but it can't be heard on stonerjesus.net. That's on iTunes and all that shit now. As will this show, probably. You'll probably hear, if you're listening to the podcast of this show, it probably hit Cannabis Radio before it hit my own fucking website. So I have to do all that, which I don't know how long that'll take. It'll take a little while. When that's done, I'm going to redirect stonerjesus.net to the Podbean site the way it was the first couple years of the show. I can't take it anymore. I have to have a website that I can update with the information on the show because people are like, whoa, what's the show about? I can sit here for an hour and tell you what the show's about. Or you can listen, but some people don't have that kind of time. Some people just want to go to a website and get a feel for shit, see what's going on, maybe get some information on the show, have like the history of the show, all kinds of MP3s with the descriptions. It just makes them feel like they can get a handle on what's going on. So I need a website. Yeah, I even for a while I toyed with the idea, well, maybe we just won't have a website. Fuck that. I've been saying stonerjesus.net 40 times a show for 6 years. If there's anything in this world that I've built a brand on, it's stonerjesus.net. Everybody fucking knows that's my website. Stonerjesus.net. That's where you go. God damn it. Technical issues piss me off. I've been dealing with this website for a fucking month. The other night, a couple video shows ago, we were interviewing Dab and Granny. That was technical issues. That interview got fucked. Last week, I had Beach from Temptations last Sunday in studio. His mic wasn't working, so I had to jack up my fucking mic. And it's just, oh my God. Oh my God. It just is too much, man. I can handle anything, but the technical issues that fucking stands in the way of me getting out to my people. Because that's my thing. I get out to the fucking people, man. People need me out there. You know? When I'm not out there, they're like, hey, where's Stoner Jesus? Why is he not out here? And I'm like, hey, dude, I'm trying to get out there. I got problems. There's shit going on. We'll get to the St. Peter voicemail in a minute. Like I said, the video show, Sunday nights on Facebook, Stoner Jesus, or facebook.com/StonerJesus420, Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Real quick with the Syria thing. For those of you not aware, a little short history, there's a big-ass fucking bloody civil war going on in Syria between Assad's regime, the dictator Assad, and various rebel groups, which include ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all kinds of fucking people. We've been bombing ISIS in Syria for a while, as we have been in Iraq. I'm not going to get into the long-ass history of how we created ISIS and how all this stems from what we did in Iraq 14 years ago. It's a long story. The basics of what's going on right now is this. Allegedly, Assad used chemical weapons the other day in an attack on rebel groups, or rebel group, or rebel fucking a location, whatever. Which... And I understand that people don't act rationally all the time, but it makes no fucking sense. None whatsoever for Assad to use chemical weapons and draw what's coming. Draw the attention of the United States towards him. We were laying off. He had Russia's backing. He was fine. Why he would use chemical weapons right now, I don't know. Makes zero sense, but people do shit all the time that makes zero sense. Whatever. So we say, our intelligence communities, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, that Assad's regime used chemical weapons. They say they didn't. They say the rebels did it and try to make it look like them, so on and so forth, which other people have concurred with from like the United Nations or whatever, but still, it's all allegations. So I guess last night to, you know, because people have been on Trump for various things, has not been a smooth couple months, let's put it that way. Has not been a smooth couple months for President Trump. So he decides, hey man, fuck this. We're launching some missiles. So we launched like 60 cruise missiles, hit this base in Syria, that's supposedly where the chemical attack was launched, so on and so forth. And a lot of people are saying online, well, it's not war. But you know what? If you launch cruise missiles into a military installation of a sovereign nation, I think it is war. I think that's how they're going to take it. And there's already reports that more shit's being drawn up for Trump to pick things like he wants to bomb, you know, like a list. I don't know. It's all very fucking bad. We're bombing this country that has not attacked us on the allegations that they use chemical weapons, which I've yet to see any proof of. And I understand it's all very top secret, classified. It's all very classified, but trust us, you know, weapons of mass destruction. maybe if they get Colin Powell on TV to tell us about it, maybe that'll be more convincing. And trust me, you know, as I'm a libertarian, but 14 years ago, I was hardcore neocon. Yes, we're going into Iraq. We're bringing freedom. Where's my fucking, my little flag pin, my bald eagle statue? I was fucking recording on a VCR, the beginning of the Iraq war. These people, we were bringing those motherfuckers freedom. 14 years later, well, it didn't work out that way, did it? We've destabilized the entire fucking area. We've created probably the most vicious terrorist organization ever known to man in ISIS. These motherfuckers don't give a fuck 2,000-year-old statue that's sacred to the people here in this historic area. Now, crush that motherfucker into a million pieces. Western journalists, chop their heads off. That was a direct, ISIS is a direct result of what we did in Iraq. We destabilized them, we sent their army home, and we locked up all the fucking political officials to where they could like sit in prison for a while and stew and conspire, and then get out and then recruit the dudes who we all sent home. The million fucking man army, Iraqi army, we just told you, just go home. Just go home. There's no jobs or nothing. Just get going down the road. And we expected none of that to cause a problem. Whatever. So now we got this situation in Syria. Donald Trump is fucking lobbing missiles into Syria. Maybe more coming. Russia's pissed. By the way, if the Russians tried to interfere in our election to get Donald Trump elected, good call. Good call, Putin. Your money was well spent. Anyway, besides the fact that we're bombing a country, another country without congressional approval. I know that sounds like, you know, an old thing now because we haven't actually declared war since World War II. The thing now is the president bombs whoever he wants to bomb, anytime he wants to bomb them, and that's never going to change. Once given that power, they're not going to give that back. Do you think somebody's going to be elected president? They're going to be like, you know what, all this power that I have, I'm just going to give it back. That would be nice. That's a nice thought. But that's not going to happen. And it's certainly not going to be Donald Trump to be the one to do it. He fucking loves this shit. I can bomb motherfuckers? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm starting to get bored with this shit. But you're telling me I can just bomb shit? Fucking A. What do you got? We got 60? That airfield right there? Yes, yes. Bomb. Bombs away, motherfuckers. Get that shit. Just fucking annihilate everybody. Oh, man. I don't know. It's, what's loud? My sound effects, bitch. Ill-timed. These sound effects are now ill-timed by a lot. But we'll go with it anyway. Oh, was that it? Oh, there we go. God damn it. Abort. Abort all that. None of that was any good. So we got what's going on in Syria. We're going to continue into the quagmire and the destabilization of that area until it's unlivable for everybody. It's already unlivable for millions and tens of millions of people who are now refugees. We're going to make it unlivable for every motherfucker who lives over there. Except if you live in Israel. All the rest of you, you are fucking done. You're done. You're toast. That's right. You think that smell is charred bodies? It's freedom, bitch. Bald eagles. America. Freedom. Democracy. Coming at you. And like, I would like to think that, you know, that was it for Syria. But like I said, there's already reports that they're drawing up more shit, more military options for Trump. That's right. This show is the bomb, Lando. Da bomb. That'd be a good place for a bomb sound effect too, but I'm tired of that. I'm already tired of doing that. Anyway, before we go to break, we got Hey Group Softball League update and weed news coming up in the first hour. Apparently St. Peter left a voicemail. I don't know. I mean, the intern's like fucking loaded up here on the screen. St. Peter voice message. I guess it's recent. I don't know. I'm hoping so. God damn it. It's all fucking, the technical issues are just, I don't know. But by the way, if you're just joining us, Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, live on CanvasRadio.com every Friday. Podcast on CanvasRadio.com and iHeart and iTunes. Soon coming again to stonerjesus.net when I get this website shit figured out and get everything switched over to the Podbean site to where things are actually listenable and updatable. It's going to be, you know, a few more bucks a month, you know, for the show budget, but when I need something, when something fucking goes wrong, I'll just be able to contact Podbean. They got back to me the other day in like 20 minutes. Email. Bam. Solve my problem. Like that. I'm not even paying them yet. But I will be. Like I said, if you're part of the Disciples of Stoner Jesus Facebook group, I'll put a link in there. You can watch the, you can check the site as it's updated and, you know, see what my progress is. If you give a shit about that sort of thing, I don't know. Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't give a fuck at all and don't listen. God damn it. Anyway. You're making me very angry with your inattention to what's going on. So we're going to take a break, but first, a voicemail from St. Peter. As you know, a couple months ago, St. Peter left from here. He took off. He absconded. He's been out west finding himself. He's left various voicemails, not only here on the audio show, but also on the Facebook video show, where he's quick to critique the way I look. I believe the words, the phrase homeless lumberjack have been bandied about. I mean, fuck you. Anyway, here's another voicemail this gave me from St. Peter. I haven't listened to it yet. Let's see what we got here.
Hey! Hey, Jesus! Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. I haven't called in a while. I've been doing some shit out here. I don't know what state I'm in. I think it's Idaho. Idaho, that's funny. Yeah, I think I'm in Idaho.
Idaho.
I hooked up with this chick. I've been staying with her for a while. She's got like a farm or whatever out here. She's got like a farm. I'm really not sure why she has a farm. She doesn't have like any cows or chickens or anything. She has a lot of cats. It's a fucking ton of cats, man. It's like, just, oh God. Like tons and tons of cats are like everywhere. Also, she has a little setup out here. I can't talk too much about it with the phone. It's for the making of some things. Little Esme Ablay. You might be there, Jesus. Little Ablay for the Esme Achy May. You know what I'm saying? Jesus. So I'm doing that now too. You know, what's of it? It's kind of weird. It's nothing like a TV show made it out to be. But the trailer and the guy in his underwear or whatever. I gotta make some ethne. Gotta make some ethne, Jesus. In the ablé. I'll talk to you later or whatever. Oh, fuck you, Jesus. Ethne.
Well, apparently somebody's learned pig Latin. Make some ethme in the ablé. I'm glad to see that Peter's keeping busy. Staying on his feet. Whatever. I don't know. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, April 7th, 2017. We are live on CannabisRadio.com. That's right. Can you believe that shit? And I missed a lot of these, we missed some weeks of this podcast with the technical issues, and we're getting back on track. Back on the track. Akbe on the actray. We're on our way. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus live on CannabisRadio.com. Biatches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net or go to kindsoil.com. And also follow @KindSoil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Himping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah?
Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Happy.
We don't limit how much you smoke, and we don't limit where you listen. Cannabis Radio is now on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Cannabis legalization efforts are increasing competition for businesses wanting to make it big. In this complex and fast-changing environment, only the savviest will survive. What are you going to do to stay ahead of the game? Enter New Frontier's free platform, Equio, the premier business intelligence, visualization, and marketing platform for the cannabis industry. With Equio, you can stay on top of your store sales, trends, and competition, better understand your seasonality and broader sales trends, identify and compare your top products and categories, and cross-buying opportunities. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
What up? Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, April 7th, 2017. Welcome back to everyone listening live and on podcast. You're the shit, as the kids say. It's time now for Hey Group Softball League update. For those of you not familiar with Hey Group Softball League, well, first of all, what have you been doing? I've been healing hate for 7 years. What have you been doing? Nothing as important as that. Healing hate? Come on. It is Season 7 of the Hate Group Softball League. As you know, we've had a lot of problems. If you've been listening, with the various teams, the lineup. It's been, I don't know. It's been rough. Let's put it that way. Much like the technical issues with the show, the logistics of keeping the Hate Group Softball League and the Hate Group Bowling Leagues together have been, it's just been overwhelming. Overwhelming. That's the word I'm looking for. So, I decided to bring it back to basics. There's been four teams that have stuck with us through all now 7 seasons of the Hate Group Softball League and 3 or 4 seasons of the Hate Group Bowling League, whatever it was, or is. I guess it's still going. I don't know. Anyway, we're in Season 7. There's been 4 teams that have been with us through all of it. They've been helping to heal the hate through the medium of slow-pitch underhand softball. Well, let me get some uplifting music for this. Oh, yeah, there we go. Sounds more like a news program, but that's fine. Whatever. Those 4 teams, of course, are the KKK, the Skinheads, the Black Panthers, and the Nation of Islam. The OG4 of the Hate Group Softball League. I decide, you know what? Fuck it. We're taking it back to basics. We're going back to 4 teams. There's always been 6 teams, but those last 2 slots, like 20 teams have gone through those last 2 slots. It's too much. So we're going back to 4. The KKK, the Skinheads, the Black Panthers, and the Nation of Islam. The OG4. And if you're Asian or Latino or whatever, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just one person, man. I got a lot of shit to do, and I'm trying to keep up with the whole fucking softball league. and I can't handle it, so we're doing 14s, the OG4. Now, because there's only four, there's not going to be a lot of combinations and shit. We're going to do it variously throughout the spring and the summer. Championship game, we'll broadcast live from the championship game, probably in like August, I don't know. So every few weeks, we're going to get together, we're going to have some games. The other night at Joseph Goebbels Memorial Softball Park / Strip Mall, we had the first round of games. The KKK defeated the Skinheads by a score of 27-16. The Nation of Islam defeated the Black Panthers 30-21. A lot of stuff going on. The KKK manager is still our old friend, Skip Appalachia, who, if you remember, married a black woman during the Hickory Softball League Championship game, I think in season four? I don't know. It doesn't matter. They've since gotten divorced for obvious reasons. Obvious problems. In any case, a lot of your old friends, a lot of all the old stalwarts of the league are back. Black Panthers star, breakout star from last year, Blackula. Yeah, that's his name. They tell me his name is Blackula. I think it's pretty fucking badass. I mean, I don't think it's the name he was given at birth, but if I had a chance to call myself Blackula and have everyone else call me Blackula, I think I would do that. Right at the end of the song, let's try something else. Yeah, there we go. Anyway, he had two home runs the other night in the Black Panthers' loss. It's a tough game. Old friend Whitey Powers. Yes, that's his name as well. Plays for the KKK. Had a big night the other night. And their win, 7 RBIs. It should be mentioned that there are some shakeups going on in the managerial ranks. The new manager for the Black Panthers is Biggie Johnson. Biggie Johnson, I just got that. That's funny. It's a dick joke. Biggie Johnson's the new manager for the Black Panthers. So that's what's going on. We'll give you updates throughout the spring and the summer. And as I said, as always, tradition, we will broadcast live from the Hate Group Softball League Championship game. When it happens, probably sometime in August, healing the hate through the medium of slow pitch underhand softball. That's how we do it. Hell yeah. This music does not fit this at all. Does not fit my narrative at all. Damn it. Things are derailing. It's time for a break. When we come back, we're going to have some weed news. A lot of shit going on in weed news. After that, we have hour two. We have some celebrity news. Apparently, one of the Kardashian Jenners and a Pepsi made a commercial. People didn't like it. I don't know. I'm not very up to date, up to speed. People were horrified by, whatever was going on. Other celebrity news as well. We'll also have Profiles in Death with Don Rickles. Anytime. It's been a long 2,000 years since the end of the New Testament, and myself and St. Peter, we've been up to various shenanigans. And from time to time, someone will die, and if they had a connection with us or the show, we will talk about it, and we'll tell you the story. I'll tell you the story about our connection, myself and St. Peter, with Don Rickles, who passed yesterday. Legendary comedian. And, we'll have that and more, whatever we can fit in. The next hour and a half or so before high noon. Welcome back with Stoner Jesus. April 7th, 2017. We are live on CannabisRadio.com. And we will fucking be back.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio, on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the host of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Hello and welcome all you high-flying, die-trying, roll-a-Philly-blunt-for-your-friend-hemsters, every roach-smoking bong-token, however you get your THC can-enthusiasts, all you rebels, individualistic originals, and outside-the-box ganja warriors, you chunky monkey, Cherry Garcia, munchy-loving hemsters, all you captive earth surfers, astral travelers, and ganja-loving canisaurs, all you high-flying, wide-smiling, ganja-rific cannabophiles, welcome to everyone, because that's how I really feel.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
CannabisRadio.com proudly presents the newest and greatest podcast in the galaxy, The Real Dirt with Chip Baker, your insider industry connection to accurate and entertaining information about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. Rolling joints and dropping knowledge about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. The future of legal cannabis has arrived, and we want to give you The Real Dirt with Chip Baker. Look for new episodes at CannabisRadio.com, TheRealDirt.com, or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
We love it!
I'm Radical Russ Belville, inviting you to join me every weekday on CannabisRadio.com for The Russ Belville Show. It's the NPR of POT. We bring you the latest marijuana headlines, cannabis analysis, drug war data, activist interviews, radical rants, and your live calls. Join me every weekday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, live only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, here's cannabis news coverage you can count on. From the Stoner Jesus Show's Cannabis Radio Newsroom, inside the rectory, this is Weed News.
Time for Weed News, yo. Freedom. As I said, it is time for Weed News. Yeah. Here on Wake and Bake with Stoner and Jesus, we're live on CannabisRadio.com. Oh, fuck that page go. There we go. I need to back to the page I was trying to get to. Son of a bitch. Welcome back, everybody, listening live. And on podcast, it is time for Weed News. We round out hour one of two here on Wake and Bake with Stoner and Jesus. Governor of Colorado, John Hickenlooper, this is from the Cannabist.co, recently did an interview with the Denver Post, and he's the governor of Colorado. He was originally against legalization, but for the most part, he's come around to seeing the positives of it and what it's done for Colorado. Let's check that shit out.
When other governors ask me whether I recommend this, that they should legalize it, I've told other governors that I think they should still wait a year or two. Get more data and make sure that there aren't unintended consequences. And obviously now with the appointment of Attorney General Jeff Sessions, it's added an additional level of complexity. But overall, I'd say that the experiment, as it continues to move forward, has gone better than I anticipated, and I think better than many people anticipated. Most of the lawyers I've talked to find no legal difference between medical marijuana and recreational marijuana as it relates to federal law. So to crack down on only recreational marijuana and leave medical marijuana untouched seems unlikely. You know, it's almost two-thirds of the people of this country live in a state that has some sort of legalized marijuana. To roll that back would be very difficult. And President Trump...
A couple things, and then we'll get to the rest of this. I appreciate the fact that John Hickenlooper's come from a place of, hey, you know, I'm totally against legalization, to, hey, this seems like it works, or at least it's working well for the most part. That's great, you know. Welcome to the club. But the problem I had with this entire interview, and you'll hear more as it goes on, is he's trying to get the assumption out there that there's a certain way to do it. You know, it's be very controlled, but there's a certain way you can legalize marijuana, as if just selling, you know, just allowing people to sell weed in stores in a manner similar to alcohol is all that difficult to put together. So, you know, well, give it another year or two, we get more data about what's going on, and as if, you know, well, maybe, you know, and again, you know, I understand there's, you know, with the fucking tax rates and all that bullshit that they put on top of it, yeah, there is a lot to deal with, because you're making so many rules and regulations, it's a lot to keep track of. It all can be much simpler, and it would have been if cannabis prohibition would never existed in the first place. It would be much like alcohol today, in the way it's treated, the way it's sold, the way it's consumed, the whole nine yards. Some people say it should be, you know, more than that, but I think most people, when they think about legalization, at least most activists, would agree that being treated the same of alcohol is a pretty good fucking deal. Compared to get your ass thrown in jail, etc., and so forth. Back to Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper. He was interviewed for the Denver Post. Did an interview with the Denver Post.
Repeatedly said, you know, on the campaign that he thought that states were the right place, that this was an experiment being done at the state level, and he wasn't sure the federal government should get in and, you know, disrupt something that seemed to be moving forward. I think I'd make the argument to Attorney General Sessions that I tell him, I opposed it. I thought this was too risky an idea. No state wants to be in conflict with federal law. But our state passed this 55-45. Our state supports it by more than 60-40 now. I think I took an oath to uphold the Constitution of Colorado, and I have an obligation to do everything I can to try and make this thing work. And as such, this experiment...
See, there it is. Try and make this thing work. As if it's just going to go fucking horribly wrong. In some fashion. You're selling weed. I can go to the fucking dollar store and get a bottle of bleach. Bleach kills more people than weed. Nobody seems to have a fucking problem with that. But, oh, if we don't get this right, and we don't sell it in the right way and have the right restrictions, to be fucking quite frank and quite honest with you, you really just need one thing for a weed shop. You say, hey, here's a license, because they're going to charge you a fucking license and a fee. If you sell to underage people, we'll take your license, and you won't be able to legally sell weed anymore. And don't sell it to anybody under 21. Now, go have fun. That's it. Of course, there'll be taxes on other shit, but just the rules about, you know, how late they can be open and what they can sell and when they can sell it and how they can advertise it and all this other shit. Continue to treat marijuana as if it's a fucking 100 times worse than a bottle of bleach. But go drink a fucking bottle of bleach and see how that goes. I'll smoke a joint, you drink a bottle of bleach. We'll see who's left standing, as they say.
And I really think of it as an experiment. It is going through an evolution that I think is generally positive. The negative factors we're seeing less of each year, and I would argue to the Attorney General that the country has potential benefit to be able to see this experiment through to a natural conclusion. I don't think there's much question the old system was a disaster, right? We sent hundreds of thousands, millions on a national, on a nationwide basis, millions of kids to jail for nonviolent crimes. You know, we inducted them into a high probability of a lifetime of crime strictly by sending them to prison for something that, you know, was a nonviolent crime.
Absolutely.
5 years ago, it was a huge black market. Everything was black market, right? It was all illegal. Everything was being paid in cash and under the table. At least now we have some tax revenues that we can use to market to teenagers and make sure they understand that they could lose permanently a piece of their long-term memory. We now have money we can have.
That, I don't know why he throws that in there. I've been agreeing with him here for the last little bit. Abortion, your long-term memory, you'll lose it. I mean, I'm sure that's some study that was cherry-picked and is bandied about, but I've never heard any definitive proof on that. I've never even fucking seen the study he's talking about, if he's talking about a study.
Advertise for that. We can provide more money to public safety to crack down on this gray market that turns into a black market. I think each year we're changing the regulatory structure to make it, I think, a little better. And if I could have reversed the vote through some magical incantation back when it first passed, I probably would have done it. But now I think we made enough progress that I'd want to go a couple more years and see whether we...
Joe Destruction in the chat room said that study has been debunked over and over again. Again, I'm not familiar with the specific study. I do know the one about the 8 IQ points that's fucking just put out there everywhere. 8 IQ points. You smoke weed when you're a teenager, you'll lose 8 IQ points. Which has just been shredded. It was even shredded in the same fucking publication that it came out in.
We can make this thing work and have it be, ultimately, a better system where, you know, your real opportunity here is if you tax it properly and get rid of the black market. I mean, drug dealers don't care who they sell marijuana to. And if you make it not worth a drug dealer's risk to be selling marijuana because it's so inexpensive and so available already legally, and so if you're trying to keep pot and other narcotics out of the hands of kids, less drug dealers.
Now, I have to say, that's one of the things that I can't believe we're still explaining to people. That I can't relate to anyone who doesn't naturally get the concept that if people are buying weed legally from other places, they're going to buy less from drug dealers and the price is going to drop and it's not going to be worth the time of drug dealers to sell it anymore when someone, you know, can go down the street to a shop and buy it legally. I don't understand why that needs to be explained to people. But they don't get that concept. You just think about it for a few seconds, and it's quite simple to grasp. But, you know, who am I? Who am I to judge? Continuing weed news here on Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. A lot of stories up on Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. That's Cannabis Tweets with a Z. All the shit's going on in the Philippines, which is nuts. DEA having problems. Shitty medical marijuana bill passed West Virginia. No growing, no smoking medical marijuana. Okay, but you can't. No smokable forms. I think they might even took out edibles. I don't know. Let me see. Basically, they're setting up that you have to take pills. Weed pills. Synthetic, you know, cannabinoids or combinations of such that you will get from a pharmacy, so on and so forth. Medical marijuana has become total horseshit. I'm sorry. It was good for its purpose, which was to get sick people the help they needed while we worked on the tougher nut to crack of full legalization, but it's become shit. An absolute shit. If your state's about to pass a medical marijuana bill, it's going to be shit. Like the one in West Virginia. Prohibits smoking, ban people from growing their own plants, and charge $100,000 annual fees for growers and processors. That fee was cut in half, but apparently it was yesterday that West Virginia passed that bill, which, you know, is fucking useless. It'll help, like, you know, 1% of people. I don't know. That's great. But when you look at the progress of medical marijuana from California to today, it's been going one way, and it's been regressing badly. So it's, you know, recreational marijuana legalization is the only way that all adults are going to have access. Now, when it comes to kids, there's still going to need to be medical marijuana laws that need to focus on kids and how they can be treated. But as far as adults, just legalize it. You shouldn't need a fucking reason to go into the pot shop and buy an ounce. That's it. I'm going to buy an ounce. Sell it to me. Thank you. It's my receipt. Put it in my pocket. Have a good day. Just like if I wanted to go buy a bottle of whiskey. I could do that right now. I could get up out of my chair, get in my vehicle, drive like 7 minutes in any direction, really, and run to a liquor store. Not in the Stern Jesus Studio Complex, not in the best neighborhood. But I can get to a liquor store and buy whatever I want. I can buy 12 bottles of whiskey if I want to. They'd be like, party tonight? You're damn fucking A right. Party tonight? You see someone buying 12 bottles of whiskey, well, it's either a party or it's like that movie where Nicolas Cage was trying to kill himself by drinking. Nah, I'm gonna Nicolas Cage myself tonight. These 12 bottles of whiskey, like in that one movie. Joe Destruction in the chat room. He's from Wisconsin. He says medical marijuana is a joke in his state. You can only get CBD oil for kids with a specific form of epilepsy. That's big in a lot of states. I think Kentucky has that too. Where there's like, if your kid has epilepsy and that's it, you can get this certain kind of oil. But that's it. And then some states are like, oh, well, if you're terminal, you know, if like, you know, they wheel you in and they're like, oh, I got 2 weeks to live. Like, okay, you can smoke a joint. It's shit like that. It's fucking useless. It's fucking useless. If y'all saw the John Oliver piece last Sunday, I wrote about it, or I guess Sunday before, I don't know. I wrote about it for marijuanatimes.org. And there's some stuff I disagree with John Oliver on. There's some stuff I agree with him on. But the other night, he showed the way federal law and state law and all of it collides to fuck over people, and how it fucks over medical marijuana patients, and it's bullshit. Legalization. That's what needs to happen. Adult legalization. You know, then, you know, you getting the hammer out the medical marijuana for kids. I'm all for that. Absolutely. You know, if their parents agree and, you know, the recommendation of their doctor or whatever, they want to give medical marijuana to kids for whatever fucking ailment. Yeah, fine. But for adults, and as I've said before, I wish that age was 18, but it looks like it's going to be 21. So for all intents and purposes, if you're 21 or over, you should be able to walk into a pot store and buy weed for any goddamn reason that you want. Any fucking reason. Period. Also known as the end of the sentence. They decriminalized marijuana in Kansas City. I should have a story about that on Marijuana Times. That'll be here soon. Probably go up today. I don't know. You can check that out on Cannabis Suites as well on Twitter. Cannabis Suites with a Z. 74% approved decriminalizing weed in Kansas City, which, you know, is a nice start. It's good. It's a good positive step. Less people go to jail. But again, full adult use, recreational, whatever you want to call it, legalization. That's it. That's it. You want to regulate and treat it like alcohol, then do that. And again, you can have a separate medical marijuana for people. But you got to have the legal sales. You got to have the legal possession. You got to have the legal home growing. And when it comes to like the distribution, all that shit, back off with the regulations. Back off with the taxes. You know, you're going to add more later. You fucking know you are. You're going to try to get higher taxes. You're going to try to get more regulations. You're going to try to say a business can't do this or they can't do that. But for now, just do it. All that bullshit they say about, well, you know, People are going to be dying all in the fucking roads and filling up the emergency rooms. Not really. And it really hasn't been borne out. But, you know, fucking look it up for yourself, man. You got Google. You know how to use that shits. Go do it. That's the end of hour one. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. April 7, 2017. We're live on CannabisRadio.com. The new StonerJesus.net coming to you soon. That actually gives you updated episodes that you can listen to. Imagine that. Technology. Imagine a podcast you can listen to. I've only been doing that for a while. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. Thanks everybody for listening. Hour one, hour two coming up. Live. Yo. So celebrity news, profiles and death on Don Rickles, and more.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on and on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
The 2017 Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo makes its way back to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, April 21st to the 23rd at the Fort Worth Convention Center. Register right now at swccexpo.com/Texas. Check out over 150 exhibitors showcasing their businesses and the new advances being made in medical and legal cannabis markets. Plus, hear from an all-star lineup of celebrities, former football players, medical professionals, and more. Join thousands of curious cannabis consumers just like you at the 2017 Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo, Dallas-Fort Worth. Last-minute registration is open now at swccexpo.com/Texas.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.